Praise God. Would you turn in your Bibles for a moment to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Ambassadors for Christ Jesus are wanted. Ambassadors for Christ Jesus are wanted. We have just heard a brother and sister sharing, and how true it is that they heard the call. They are ambassadors for Christ in a foreign country. But we're also in a foreign country. Whatever your place of birth, whether it is in Britain, whether it's in England, or whether it's overseas, and you're now living as a resident in this country, you are still in a foreign land. One of the hymns says, though in a foreign land, we are not far from home. Hallelujah. Because home awaits us. Real home. I sometimes think that I ought to put to remind me each time I go into my house and others who perhaps may visit me, a sign, a plaque on the front door. Temporary home. Maybe we should put something around, wear a pendant or something which says temporary body. Because we await the glorious resurrection when we will have a brand new body. Our citizenship is above, dear friends. But while we're here, if we belong to the kingdom of God, we're ambassadors for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There's work to be done, work in his name, work that is clothed in prayer. Last week, the week before, and so on, we've been talking about humbling ourselves. The characteristics of humility. We shared five characteristics of humility. Because as we humble ourselves we've been sharing a little bit this morning about that contrite heart, that broken spirit, that which the Lord will not despise. He seeks after those who are humble in themselves, who are humble in their demeanour, but want to glorify Jesus, want the best for other people, want to see salvation come to this place, salvation come into their family, salvation come into their neighbourhood, into their school, into their college, into the community. When we humble ourselves, God can move. Hallelujah. We need to take those steps of faith now, which will be pleasing to him, rather than remain in our bunkers. The danger is that we become introspective rather than looking out. So this scripture that we're reading today, a wonderful scripture, familiar scripture to most of us, reminds us that we had a testimony a little bit a while back of somebody who has found the Lord Jesus Christ, or should we say the Lord Jesus Christ has found him. Hallelujah. The work of the Holy Spirit has been born in him. Hallelujah. Praise be to his name. He has been reconciled, as you have, if you're a believer, reconciled to God the Father through Christ Jesus. He has reconciled you. You who were afar off from him, you who were in your sins, you who were going to hell, he has brought nigh by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And he has now given to us that ministry of reconciliation. What a privilege. We can only do it in the Spirit of the Lord, but we have to be made willing. He has told us that it is the day of his power we will be made willing. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I'm hungry for the Lord. I'm hungry for the Holy Spirit to work in my life and in the life of this church. I want to die to self. I want this church to have no reputation other than Christ Jesus is magnified here. We are seen to be disciples of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As the extension goes up for the glory of the Lord, it is for his glory and not for man's. Ambassadors for Christ are wanted. Chapter 5, 2 Corinthians. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that morality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has also given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Thank you, Lord. So we're always confident, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. But we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather than to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him. Do we? Are we making it our aim? Have we this week made it our aim to be well pleasing to the Lord? And of course, one great way to be well pleasing to the Lord is when we're walking in faith. Even if our circumstances, maybe the trials of life, the burdens and pressures which perhaps have come upon us, we can still say, I walk by faith, not by sight. I'm taking my step to Jesus. You know, faith is grounded in adversity. Did you know that? I proved it. We learn much about the Lord. We learn much about walking in obedience when we're up against it. And God magnifies His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be His name. We've heard this, or was it last week when the Stephen Fry said things about God. It's funny when the atheists are happy to talk about what a monstrous God He is, yet they don't believe in Him. I always find this quite funny. You know, somebody they don't believe in exists, yet they want to talk about Him and moan about Him and say horrible things, terrible things about God. You know, but our God loves us. And I praise God that Stephen Fry, even though he said some absolutely dreadful things, and he's a bit amazed, I wonder why, at the reaction to it, he's still got breath in his body. God can still save him if he turns to the Lord. Hallelujah. God could have struck him down there and then. The things he said, but he didn't. He still got breath. Pray for him. Hallelujah. Blessed be His name. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him. We walk by faith, for we must all appear. Listen to this. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That means you. That means me. That each one may receive the things done in the body according to what He has done, whether good or bad. And Lord, help us to realize that those of us who are believers, we will be answerable. That there's so much encouragement in the Word of God to abide in Him, abide in Christ, to not fulfill the lust of the flesh, to walk after the Spirit. If you walk after the Spirit, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You'll be pleasing to Him. You will bear fruit. And that fruit, as you stand before the judgment seat of Christ as believers, it will be glory to the Lord. What's done in the flesh, the nature, the old nature, it will be done away with. It's a solemn thing, but we will be judged according to our works, what we've done with the talent that God has given to us. And He has still spared us. Each one who's here this morning has breath in their body. You may be 19 years of age, you may be 94 years of age. You've still got breath in your body to fulfill whatever the Lord has for you to do today. That may be prayer, it may be intercession, it may be knocking on the door. One of the things that one of our sisters said to me this week, you know, the Herald, what's it called? The newspaper. The heart of Sussex. Good thing to take and leave it in the doctors, leave it in the dentists. Take it. That most dentists have tables where they have magazines and newspapers. What a great tool to leave behind. But these are things which we can do. We don't. And as we and as leaders, we seek the Lord, how He wants us to reach out into the community, how we can use our groups, etc., to magnify the name of Jesus. And friends, we want to show the love and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but love can be confrontational. Love can be confrontational. All will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that is believers. But those who deny Jesus, those who do not name the name of Jesus, will stand before that terrible, terrible white throne of God. We don't want our family, we don't want our friends, we don't want our community to go there. We have been called as ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Knowing therefore, verse 11, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known to in your consciences. For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of a sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus. And if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespass to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. That is the word of God. Thanks be to God for it. We are living, of course, in uncertain times, perilous times. We don't know how the Ukraine thing will sort itself out. We must pray that God's will be done, that wisdom will be given to the leaders, because if that blows up, it could not just be a war in the region, it could rapidly expand, especially if Russia is involved. So we're living in the times which the Bible tells us. There will be rumours of war, but it's beyond that now. We're seeing some atrocities going on, the terrible, terrible things that IS are doing, ISIS are doing, that awful, awful torture by fire, and so on, the depravity of man. So we're living in such times. So how should you and I respond? Whatever the future holds, we must remember, dear friends, we are but pilgrims on a journey. We're travellers in time and space. We're living in a world where, in a sense, we don't really belong. But it is written that we are ambassadors for Christ. We appeal on his behalf to the people in this world that they should choose to be reconciled to God. I wonder, friends, what has God perhaps in your way, perhaps what has hindered, what has got in my way of being an ambassador for Christ, even in this past week? Have the things of the world taken over? Have we got to, were we more interested in what Chelsea and Arsenal were doing yesterday? Do you know, and there's nothing wrong in that, but is that our focus on whether England should beat Wales? And because England did beat Wales, oh God, that's what was important to you. You're on England's side. You know, does this become our focus? What has hindered our role in being? Perhaps it's been disharmony in your home. Has that hindered your work of being ambassador for Christ? The Lord is calling us. He wants us to be fruitful, friends. He's on our side because he longs to see the world saved. He longs to see the world saved. We're ambassadors for Jesus Christ. I wonder if we see ourselves truly as aliens here. Hey, you are, I am, a representative of Christ Jesus. Turn with me just for a moment to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11 and 12. The New King James Version says, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstained from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honourable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works which they observe glorify God in the day of visitation." Hallelujah. Abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul. Hey guys, if you're having a battle, just humble yourself before the Lord. Be specific. Want to have that holy, holy, holy desire to forsake the sins that are taking a hold on you. God is holy and he wants us to be holy. And we're all tempted. If you're having a challenge, if I'm having a challenge, if you're having a challenge sexually to keep yourself pure, get before the Lord. Ask God that he will give you that hatred of what you're engaged in. Because without holiness, we cannot see God, and it will hinder your fruitfulness. It will hinder your work as an ambassador. Even do it now, as the Holy Spirit is here. It's warring against the soul. And you know in yourself you hate it. You want to be free. It's become an addiction. Christ has come to set you and me free. You have to be willing. If you want prayer afterwards, it's always in confidence. Please, I want this people. God wants this congregation. God wants this fellowship free from these besetting sins. Doesn't mean we're going to be sinless. But these things which have gotten a hold on us, they're hindering the work of the Spirit flowing through us. Be holy as I am holy. Some of us can testify how God has set us free. Hallelujah. He is able. He is willing. Doubt no more. Hate that sin. Hate it. And God will deliver you from it. Praise be to his name. You can overcome in the name of Jesus. We are called to represent his kingdom here on earth. See, we are separated from the corruptions of this world, friends. So the battle which goes on in our soul, in within us, we need to confess, seek God's deliverance. His blood cleanses us. His blood sets us free. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Don't walk out of these doors today if you know. You know, nobody else may know, but you know you've got a sin, you've got an addiction which is not glorifying to Jesus and is hindering, is hampering the work of Christ through you. And so instead of growing, you're stalling and going backwards. You've got all the actions. You can put your arms up in worship. You can, but that's not enough. The Lord sees through and he wants you today to be totally set free. He can do it. Are you willing? Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 and 16. Hebrews 11, this is, of course, as the title says, the roll call of the faithful. It talks about Noah, it talks about Abraham. And in verse 13 we read, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them. They embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and here we are again, strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." How good God is. Sometimes I have to question, Because obviously, you know, for myself, and it'll be the same for you, there's things which you rightfully enjoy in this life. You rightfully enjoy. I hope you enjoy your family. I hope you work hard at loving and blessing them and seeking their best and praying for them, and that they will be true disciples of the living Lord God. We love our family, and if you've got challenges in your family, if you've been hurt, you've got heartaches because of desertion and so on, or your sons or your daughters have walked away and you've got a real burden, God, remember, you are a child of God. He is your Father. Come to Father. Talk to Him. We've read this morning, He heals the brokenhearted. He can help you. But it's something that, you know, naturally we don't want to leave. We enjoy the creation. We enjoy God's handiwork. We enjoy so much. We enjoy the fellowship of God's people on earth. We want to be ambassadors, so we make our time count. Sometimes I question, do I desire heaven even more? That's my question. I want to. I want to love heaven and desire to be with Jesus, which is far better than even to be with my sons. Do you hear me? That's not, you know, so I pray that we will... You know, the trite saying, you know, to be heavenly minded means you're going to be no earthly good. That is so rubbish. It's so rubbish. When we're heavenly minded, set your heart, your mind, your affections on things above, you'll be earthly good. You'll be making an impact. This is a church of impact. Our groups, our connect groups are connect groups of impact. We want to make an impact. This is the day the Lord has made. What He's encouraging us to get involved in, even in terms of the extension, partly it is because as He sees that we're faithful to Him and He can honour His word through us, this will be an ark. This will be a place of refuge. Increasingly so. I don't want us to fail Him. If we have that heavenly perspective, we want to work in the strength that He gives us, in the power that He gives us to see His kingdom come. You see, their true time, the people we can read about in Hebrews chapter 11, their time was in heaven. This is temporary. We are ambassadors for Christ. We're called to represent His kingdom on earth. Yes, friends, we need to be broken before God. We need to be broken before God. We need to be humbled before God. We need to be humbled in our families. Let us not act like the world. When things irritate us and get to us, let us seek that patience, that love, that our partners, our loved ones, our spouses, our children, our grandparents, our grandchildren will see the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, and that they will be won over. Hallelujah. So help us, Lord, to be your ambassadors in this life. We need to be broken for God because, friends, we've spoken about the increasing turmoil which will be coming both in out of the church, in the world, and inside the church. The sounds of alarm demands our immediate attention. We must not sleep because the avalanche of terror, deception and evil is falling. The devil isn't sleeping, he's working overtime. But God's awake and He wants us to be full of the Holy Spirit. Take His mantle upon us, the anointing to come upon us, that we'll be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. He said in Matthew chapter 5, you are the salt of the earth. You, believers, you are the salt of the earth. I don't know about you, but the crisps I quite like are the ones where you add your own salt. I quite like those. You know, the ones with the blue bags. Now, if you forget to open the blue bag and shake the crisps are dull, they're flavourless. They're not nice. I don't think so. But when you open the pack and give it a good shake, give the packet a good shake, wow, the crisps are nice. They taste lovely. They do you good, I think. And that's what God wants us. He wants us to, you know, shake ourselves down. You know, the salt gives the crisp life. And Christ has come to give you life, to give me life, that abundant life. Hallelujah. So he wants us to be salt in society, to shake ourselves down. Shake ourselves down in our homes, in our marriages, in our workplaces, in our schools and so on, so that the flavour gets out, the life gets out for the glory of Jesus. Amen.